Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. Buzz, no buzz. Did you guys do this morning? Buzz, no buzz. Cowboys, Saints tonight, Thursday night football. Boomer, buzz, no buzz.
Well, for me, there's always a buzz. Especially when it involves the Cowboys, and obviously we saw that on Thanksgiving with the big ratings and all that other stuff. Cowboys are a buzz TV.
Al, buzz, no buzz.
For this game Thursday night, Cowboys in New Orleans, total buzz, especially since Zeke is going to get a big load or something.
That's right. He's going to get a serious load on him today. All right, Eddie.
We expect him to have a serious load.
Serious load.
Oh, yeah.
Serious load. Eddie, buzz, no buzz, Cowboys, Saints.
Mild buzz.
Mild buzz, but still going buzz.
Very mild, but yes.
I will also say buzz tonight because of the Cowboys and the whole Mike McCarthy thing and COVID.
There's so much stuff going on, as CeeLo pointed out earlier.
And they lost Thanksgiving, and now it's you got people over here saying on some of these other sports shows it's a must-win for the Cowboys.
Must-win?
Cowboys lose, Giants a little more in the hunt.
Oh, stop.
In the hunt.
In the hunt. So the Giants winning the division? I mean,
we were talking about that last December, too.
If Dallas loses tonight, they go to 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Washington is at 5-6, is right there with them.
Wow. We're talking about a game and a half at that point.
Plus,
huh?
You got the Eagles at 5-7, who have the Jets this week.
Yeah, and that got him a home game against Brady. And he almost
beat him last year. Taylor Heineke.
I think that Dallas rolls tonight. What do you think? You want to do a little guess the spread?
I already looked.
All right, you already looked? Boomer, do you know? You know what the spread is?
I figured that Dallas is favored by 2.
Dallas by 2 on the road at New Orleans. You are off by 3 points. In which direction are you off by
3? I would say Dallas by 5.
Yes, Dallas minus 5.
Oh, it was only 4.5 this morning.
Oh, really? So it's going up. Going up and up and up.
Yeah, I got Dallas winning the game.
Yeah. Not covering?
Not covering, no.
Field goal game?
I felt like three-point difference.
Where are they at with the health of their wide receivers right now?
Amari Cooper should play tonight. Okay. They are expecting him, but no update on CeeDee Lamb.
So he's probably not going to be playing.
Right. The other problem that the Cowboys have, I mean, as great as Micah Parsons is playing, and he's probably most likely going to be the defensive rookie of the year, yeah, they're missing DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory. And those are two other pass rushers. And, you know, and Micah Parsons is a perfect example of a guy that they had initially as a middle linebacker, you know, and he'd drop back in coverage and get lost a little bit, but he was still making tackles, running from sideline to sideline. But, man, when they put him down on the edge and he started rushing the passer, all of a sudden the light went on. And everybody said, oh, my God, look what we got here.
Look what we got here.
Look what we got here, fellas. We got ourselves a legitimate pass rush and edge rusher to go along with Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence when those guys come back. And I don't know where those guys are either in the pecking order of whether or not they're coming back. I doubt they're coming back tonight, which makes it even interesting because now, look, Sean Payton's going all in. Chips to the middle right now if he's going to go with Taysom Hill.
All right, let's do a little F, marry, kill with NFL teams here, all right? You got to kill one, you got to marry one, and you got to have sex with one. All right? You ready?
Yeah, all right. So what? Okay.
Cowboys, Rams, Cardinals.
I'm marrying the Cardinals.
You're marrying the Cardinals, all right? You're marrying the Cardinals. Rams, Cowboys.
I'm killing the Rams.
You're killing the Rams.
and you're having sex with the Cowboys.
I guess so, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why are you killing the Rams?
Well, there's three teams, and I have to assign one of those three attributes to one of those teams.
Yeah.
So I think the Cowboys, when healthy, I think they're going to be a really good team.
Okay.
When they're totally healthy and they have all their offensive weapons on the field and all their defensive pass rushers, then I think they become a really worrisome team that some team late in the year is not going to want to run into, especially in the playoffs.
All right, I'm going to give you another one since you're marrying the Cardinals.
Okay.
F, marry, kill. Cardinals, Packers, Buccaneers. This is a tough one. This is a very, very tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
He's marrying Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
I would think so. That's what I thought he was going to say. But we'll see. Could be wrong.
He's got to love himself some sex, right?
Yeah, he's got to.
I got to go with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so you're marrying Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good.
And I'm doing a wild thing with Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Wow.
Buccaneers.
In the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
All right, so you're having sex with the Bucs, and then you're going to kill the Cardinals in that scenario.
Right.
Interesting.
That's a tough one, though. That's really hard.
Yeah, I know it's a hard one. I'll give you one AFC one, all right?
All right.
I'll give you one AFC one.
Oh, yes.
All right. F, marry, kill.
Yep.
Patriots. Chiefs.
Oh.
Bills. Patriots, Chiefs, Bills.
That's a tough one.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to make it hard for him.
Look over that right shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Who are we marrying? Who are we doing the hippity-dippity with? And who are we killing?
God, that is really hard.
Oh man!
All right, I will marry Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, you're going to marry the Chiefs.
Yep.
All right, very good, very good.
But that will not be a sexless marriage.
I will do a dippity do with the Patriots.
Oh, all right. Wow. And then we're killing the Bills.
Yeah.
Your preseason Super Bowl pick, you're offing now.
I'm out of those three teams right now, the way it is sitting right now at this moment, yes.
Wow. I'm not
that
saying that, Eddie.
That all could change come Tuesday morning.
Wow. Okay. But as of right now.
Yes.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, I guess I would.
Man, the Patriots been unbelievable. 6 in a row.
And the Chiefs are 4 in a row, too. Let's not forget.
I know. And so are the Miami Dolphins.
That is right. Very much so. Let's go to Michael, who is in New Jersey. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Love your show. Well, I had a question for both of you, especially Boomer. I'm a Cowboys fan from a long time ago, and I just wanted to know if Mike McCarthy was released or fired now, who would be a better coach to handle that team going forward?
Probably their offensive coordinator. What's his name?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore, yeah.
That's what I think. He seems like he's a fun guy, and they obviously paid him a lot of money to stay there. There is something about Mike McCarthy and timeouts and end-of-game management, things of that nature.
I feel like a lot of guys have problems with that in the NFL, but I don't know.
I don't know why there really shouldn't be problems. You should have somebody just dedicated on your staff. I mean, like, Jesus. Rob Saleh's got like 50 guys over there.
Right? Yeah.
There's got to be one guy on that staff that should be in his ear during the game to help him manage the game, especially when you don't have a history or any experience in doing that.
Yeah.
Because that could ultimately win or lose you games. And I've seen it 1,000 times with guys like John Harbaugh and Bill Belichick.
Well, there's challenge guys. There's get-back coaches. There's everything. There's got to be time management guys in your ear, too, I would
think.
Well,
Belichick had his longtime buddy up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's no longer with him, by the way, that was up there helping him manage all the games. And it was good. And they were great. They were a great team together. And that's why when Belichick won for it on fourth and whatever it was, four against Indianapolis on his side of the 50, and everybody was freaking out about it, they threw a ball to Wes Welker and they didn't make it. They asked Belichick after the game, why did you go for it in that situation? I go, who does that? He goes, were you watching the game? Could we stop Peyton Manning? No.
Yeah.
There's only one way to stop Peyton Manning, and that was to keep him on the sideline. That's how you coach.
That's how you do it. Russell in Massapequa. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, long time, man. How you been?
Not bad. I went to Disney, so I got away from the show a little bit, but now I'm back.
Okay.
And I was wondering about your Christmas light situation. How's that going?
Yeah, they got put up, and I did not go with the $6,000 package. We knocked that down significantly.
Yeah, much smaller package.
The much smaller package than the $6,000 package, and they look beautiful, and I love it. But one thing I'm realizing, though, is I'm in the house so much now that I don't even get to enjoy it. You really spend all the money so everybody else can see it, and you don't really even see it
yourself.
Yeah,
but you have to keep up now with the neighborhood.
I do. I do, absolutely.
But what, over, under, 5K?
Under.
Much smaller package.
Yeah,
much
we went way under that. We went.
What'd you go with? Just the outlining of the gutters? Are you guys colors or just white?
No, basically, yes. The outlining of the gutters with just the white lights all the way around the house because it's a corner lot situation. So we got the side of the house, the back of the house, the front of the house. And then we did the garland on the front poles of the house as well. Yeah.
Are we going to get any Twitter pictures or no? You got too many creeps out there.
I think you're right about the too many creeps thing. Like, I was going to put it up,
yeah,
and I thought to myself, I don't think I want to do that.
I mean, you're doing it for the neighborhood anyway, for the kids. You're right. Doing it for the children.
It's only $2,500 instead of $5,000.
Yeah. Blue-collar guy.
Yeah, you know. But Biggs, relax. He's doing it for the children.
100%. Right. Absolutely.
Doing it for the children.
Doing it for his own children and the children in the neighborhood.
I mean, I don't want to put out that picture. Then all of a sudden there's some guy, you know, touching himself in my hydrangea bushes.
Yeah, you know what that.
Who needs that?
Special packages.
Special packages.
Right. Dan Carteret touching himself in the
in the hydrangeas.
In the hydrangeas. You don't want that.
Let's see if I can find the picture for you. I'll do it just for you.
I'm sure it looks very nice.
It looks beautiful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Chris Lopresti with us. CeeLo.
Hi.
Back again. Hey, CeeLo, with his patented vest on.
That's right.
It's a big vest man. And he's here with one more update and moment of the day. What's going on, CeeLo?
Powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also sponsored by Flag and Anthem. Flag and Anthem. Real close for real life. MLB lockout life underway as of midnight. Didn't realize this. Marcus Stroman had to rush to the airport and catch a flight from LA to Chicago as soon as he got word from his agent so he could get his contract signed, sealed, and delivered before the CBA expired and everything got shut down. So he does get a 3-year deal for $71 million with the Cubs.
I mean, he couldn't do it on DocuSign?
I guess not. That's the word. Maybe he had to go, he probably could take his physical.
Hmm.
See the team doctors, perhaps.
I mean, the Mets didn't have any of their guys here.
Not yesterday, so I'm not sure. Maybe different organizations have different protocols. I don't know, but that's the story here. He rushed to the airport to catch a flight from L.A. to Chicago, got his deal done. He was tweeting about how great Chicago and Wrigley Field is.
Of course.
3 years, yes. $71 million. He's got an opt-out,
I guess, blocked
after the
by
second
him yet?
Year. I'm not.
You're not blocked.
No, and I, you know, I've been mentioned it enough of like back and forths with people that I figured somewhere along the way I would have got roped in with the block crowd, but last time I checked, I was not.
So what is he tweeting about? He said everything's great in Chicago.
Oh, you're blocked? Oh,
am I blocked?
I don't know.
We're all blocked.
Let me pull it up.
Boomer's blocked. I'm blocked. Al's blocked. Jerry's blocked.
The whole show's blocked.
Everybody's blocked.
I don't believe that I was ever following him.
Doesn't matter.
You could still be blocked.
Well, I'd be blocked.
Yeah, I wasn't following him, and he blocked me.
Oh. Open up your Twitter. Let me see.
Here's the problem. He tweets so much, I got to go back over here.
Everything's great in Chicago. The media's awesome.
Mm.
Let's see here. Chicago at Cubs.
Yeah.
Chicago's always been one of my favorite cities. Culture and passion everywhere. Beyond excited to pitch in front of one of the best fan bases in all of sports. Thank you to everyone in the city for the warm welcome. I can feel it. Let's get to work.
Huh.
Wrigley Field is the only big league stadium I haven't pitched at in my career. Crazy. Can't wait to call it home.
Boomer's not blocked. Not blocked.
Me and Boomer, two peas in a pod.
Doesn't matter. We just told you that. Doesn't matter. Al wasn't following, and he got blocked. I don't believe I was following, and I got blocked.
And he's, you know, retweeting everybody since then. So
yeah,
I just follow him. I follow mostly like news organizations as opposed to individuals.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Very good.
I follow you.
Up on
you follow
top,
me.
Up on
yeah.
I follow Al.
Follow Al.
CeeLo, I see your stupid stuff up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and it seems to bother you a little bit here and
yeah.
there. But, you know.
So news organizations and people that work here.
Yeah, maybe a few other people, I'm sure. I follow Phil Sims. I don't know why, but I do.
I think I mentioned this. It bothers me now that, see, I didn't know this until recently, and I feel bad for you guys and people that, because okay. You know, G always likes to point out how I replied to everybody as
yes,
much as possible,
do.
Go back
yeah.
and forth with people. And it used to be that would only show up on your timeline if you followed both of those individuals.
Like now it's just, it pops
yeah,
up
that's
everywhere.
That's a terrible move.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't be bogging down people's timelines with that. But it's like, so I got to pick my poison. It's either ignore people that take the time to reach out to me or annoy all of you that follow me, and now you got to sift through all the nonsense.
Yeah, kind of, you're more annoying me than anything else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel bad about
so,
that.
I mean, you're
going to
be upset
time,
what, if I unfollow you?
Upset?
I don't
no.
want to upset
I'd
you.
I'd be a little sad, but I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't hold it against you. I'd understand. It's okay. I get it.
You didn't unfollow him during that fake firing tweet that he sent out there. It was very close.
That's not what I said, but okay. You know what?
You know what?
I'm going to just...
You know what?
Gee, I'm going to move right along.
When we were talking about the WFAN Thanksgiving Day parade situation.
Yeah.
So Izzo was asking, you know, what do you think? Like, what should the floats be?
Yeah.
So we were talking about the floats, and I said, and then we got to put CeeLo in the crowd tweeting. I think that'd be perfect.
Oh, God.
I don't think you made it, though.
Nah, it's no. all right. Yeah. I think that weird headshot of me was on...
By the way, did Eddie make
somewhere.
It?
Did Eddie make it into the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Yeah. Then? I don't think I saw Eddie.
He was in the crowd scene.
He was in the crowd. Yeah. Only in the crowd scene.
Yeah.
Cool.
Common man.
Common
crowd scene.
Man of the people.
Yep.
Everyday man.
Not part of the photo shoot. Not part of the parade.
Now it's all coming out now.
Yeah.
Wait to our dinner and lunch. You
no,
cocktails.
I'll pass. Just water for me. And if you have maybe a small child's box of Cheerios, I'll munch on that. Thank you very much. I don't need your money.
All right. I gave you most of the good stuff for Max Scherzer's wind-filled Zoom call via Dallas with Scott Boras alongside. And then 5 hours later, the Mets put Mark Canha, Starling Marte, Eduardo Escobar on a Zoom for themselves. Here was Canha. Why the Mets? Hey, we all want to feel the love, right?
It's nice to feel wanted. And the Mets made it abundantly clear that they wanted me. And they demonstrated that in various ways.
That sounds lovely.
All right, so... Like, who was the one at the Mets that demonstrated that they wanted him?
Was it Sandy?
I think Sandy and Epler went to visit him, if I read correctly.
Hmm.
About that.
Was it Steve?
So Epler was already hired.
I think so, yeah.
Right. So go get him.
Because he just got signed a few days ago, and Epler's been, a couple... What is that face?
He makes his faces all the time.
No, just like when I'm agreeing with you. Like go out there and get him.
Cower right
like, yeah, cower face.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go out there and get him.
Okay. Here's a guy who's been playing for the small market A's. He's wanting to take the next step.
You know, I think I was ready for the big stage, and New York's a big stage, and I want that big stage and to show the world what I can do.
It's nice to hear.
And my teammate, Jed Lowry, told me it's going
to
be great.
Maybe he did.
Right.
So you got that combined with this from Scherzer.
I really relish to be in these type of opportunities. The pressure of this is a privilege. It's not a problem. And so I really enjoy being where you're expected to win.
Good clubhouse guys, it seems, by all accounts that they've brought in. See if they can remake this thing. How about some of the holdovers? Here's Epler with Carton and Roberts on the Fan yesterday. They quizzed him on a few individuals.
Do you expect Jeff McNeil to be the everyday second baseman on opening day?
If we started today, he's our second baseman.
And what's Dom Smith's role on this team?
Plays outfield, gives Pete Alonso a breather at first. If there's a DH, Who knows?
Not exactly.
Evan should do this Alec Baldwin interview tonight.
Did they ask him about Robinson Cano?
Craig did. Here you go.
What are your thoughts on Robinson Cano? Do you see him being among those 13 or no?
Yeah, I do. I've actually been texting with Robbie a good amount. I mean, we have a ton of – I knew Robbie when he was just a young up-and-comer in the minor league.
Evan just loves to dive in there. He wants to let all that information out, you know? Yeah.
Just oozing with baseball information.
Knowledge, yes. Yeah. Freddie Galvis breaking news, you know, all that. Yeah. Epler said he's got a pretty wide list of managerial candidates, should begin the formal interviews very soon. When does he expect to actually hire someone, though?
Not putting a shot clock on it. I don't know. When we're ready, we're ready.
Seemingly oodles of time.
I have to say, he does have a personality.
Yeah, he does.
And he does give you some good stuff.
Yeah,
I think he's on top of all of that, and he's not throwing platitudes out there.
Yeah.
Right?
And not just going rambling on and on and on without really saying anything. So
far, so good.
Yeah.
Honeymoon phase.
No fluid to the top.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's off to a good start.
They ask them if they were going to love their players.
God, I wouldn't. Imagine if Brody had the same financial flexibility as Billy Epler has here. The type of guys, they'd buy every free agent. Every single, talk about fluid to the top. Wow.
Right?
Yep.
Right. Hey, Daniel Jones, how's that strained neck feeling a few days removed from injuring it against the Eagles?
Feeling good. Just getting better every day and trying to... you know, listen to what the trainers and doctors are telling me, but I'm doing good.
Is he doing that thing when people have neck injuries where they move their entire body to, like, look around?
Good question.
Was he doing that?
I did not take note of that yesterday.
Like Bill Cowher on the NFL today.
He shows up at the podium, feel good with the neck brace on. Feeling good.
You know, Phil?
Turns his entire body. Because he's afraid. We detected, though, is he's afraid his earpiece is going to fall out.
So I don't understand that. You want to make sure everything stays in place.
I got more in an earpiece right now that I would normally wear on Sunday. And for some reason, those earpieces on Sunday tend to be a little bit more taut.
Snug. They want to keep everything.
And I don't know what that is yet. I know. Yeah. I sense Coach.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where they put that thing, he's going to leave it there. He's not going to move it.
But you don't put your own on Sunday, right? Like, here you put your own on, but on...
No, I mean, like, Sunday we have audio people that handle the microphone and the IFB, yes. Mm-hmm. But we can put it and move it around ourselves if we'd like to.
Now, why are you wearing one over your right shoulder right now?
Well, this is a double pair. Uh-huh. I don't like
you
that.
Only like one.
I only like one.
Yeah,
but
just in
case something happens with this one, that can always go into my other
right there.
Ear like this. See?
Gotcha.
Now I hear you in stereo, which I don't like.
Oh.
Bad enough I got to read your tweets.
Well, you don't have to. The unfollow button's there, you know?
I just don't want to hurt your feelings.
Whatever makes your life
I just don't want to hurt your feelings, that's all.
I would be sad, but I would be fine.
Right.
I would not hold it against you. I'm not a grudge holder, all right? Okay. You know?
All right.
All right. Jalen Hurts was also injured late in that game against the Giants. He's up in the air for this week against the Jets. Here's Nick Sirianni trying to navigate his way through a question about his quarterback status.
Yeah, in his mind, in my mind, he's playing, right? And so we're again, like I said, we're hopeful. And I think in his and my mind, we're both saying, yeah, he's going.
Okay. Gardner Minshew, of course, is the backup for Philly. If he can't go, Robert Saleh and the Jets hoping to put an end to an ugly trend against the Eagles.
Are you aware that the Jets have never beaten the Eagles all time?
I saw that. I saw that. But
what do you make of that?
That's history.
We shall see on Sunday. The Ravens, meantime, are 8-3, but Lamar Jackson has been struggling of late. 4 interceptions in this past Sunday's primetime win over the Browns.
Bad passes, inaccurate, underthrown passes. That's all I see now. Bad reads. I look like a rookie.
Not ideal heading into a road game against the angry Steelers, but Pittsburgh's got their own.
The angry Steelers.
Angry Steelers, yes. Right? What were they? They're not going to quell... Not going to quell over last week's blowout, and they're going to sit in their
stew.
They
might just stink, you know? I don't care if they're angry or not.
You know what the amazing thing is? That Lamar Jackson was just refreshingly honest.
Yes. I look like a rookie.
No BS, no excuses, no nothing. Just told you exactly what he felt like he looked like.
Yes. Very good. I like that. I applaud that. We'll see how he responds on Sunday.
So do I.
The Cardinals come out of their bye week at 9-2, tops in the NFC, yet there are these Cliff Kingsbury to Oklahoma rumblings. If you believe those, Kyler Murray says it's nonsense.
Nah, I mean, I know Cliff. I don't really buy into it.
Hey, he'd be a fool to leave me and this really good team.
If I'm him, I think he's got a pretty good job right now. So
the thought process seems to be that he wants a contract.
Cliff Kingsbury likes
right?
Phoenix, too. Oh.
Of course. He's in the
perfect spot.
But if
Oklahoma comes knocking on a door with a 10-year, $100 million deal, what do?
You go back to Steve Keim, and who owns that? Is that the Bidwells out there in Arizona?
Yeah, okay.
You say, hey,
Do you do?
My contract, I got 1 year left. What are you going to do for me here?
NFL is the top of the top.
It also,
the cream of the crop.
It's also NFL, not for long.
Okay, so
these college,
so college football
yeah,
if you
fail. College,
and those contracts are guaranteed.
Look
long-term.
At James Franklin.
Yeah, but let's not forget.
And look at Lincoln Riley. Look at what Brian Kelly just got. Oklahoma is going to look for somebody like Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Well, Cliff Kingsbury got fired by Texas Tech before getting the job with Arizona.
Yeah, but
he
now
didn't leave it.
Yeah, but now he's. It's all about keeping those quarterbacks coming to Oklahoma. That was like a place where all these quarterbacks were coming.
I would never leave an NFL
and
job.
And by the way, that
5-star
quarterback, I think that was going to Oklahoma, now shifted and is going to USC.
Yes, he decommitted, and 2 days later, he recommitted to go with Lincoln Riley to USC.
That's right.
Malachi Nelson, is that the name, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, for 2023.
Hmm.
So still.
Although Oklahoma is not going to be what it was when it's in the SEC and it's,
slapped around
third in the division.
Hmm. Very good. Thursday night football, Cowboys at Saints. We've got Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan at 8:00. Speaking of the college, real quick, Brian Kelly, he was real happy he was able to fly back to South Bend and address his players face to face the other day, hours after word had leaked he was headed to LSU. Don't know if you guys heard the audio of that address to his players. He just kind of rambled on and on for a few minutes and then walked out. But anyway, he was talking about that in his introductory press conference at LSU yesterday and said, I will continue this reputation of integrity.
That's everything that we've done in my life, and I'll do the same thing here at LSU. We will look you in the eye, and we will tell you what we're doing. We'll be transparent.
All right, then. So he feels good that he was able to tell his players that, even though they already knew. He called them into a 7 a.m. meeting and spoke for a couple of minutes, and then they left.
It's impossible. They're in a possible spot.
Yes,
you know,
I understand. So they kept the defensive coordinator is going to apparently be the head coach, and they kept
him,
the offensive coordinator as well.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. So when he leaves, now all of a sudden opportunities abound for mm-hmm. other people, and other people are getting those opportunities on a I would say because they deserve those opportunities.
He was trying to bring both with him,
that's
but
right.
Notre Dame stepped up and made it worth their while financially, I'm sure, and now they stick around in South Bend.
And now he's got to go find new guys, and I'm sure LSU will give him the finances that he's going to need to go get the guys that he wants.
I would imagine so, yes.
That's the other part of it. You got to make sure that your assistants are taken care of so they're not poached.
Indeed. Rangers with a 4-1 win over the Flyers last night at the Garden. That's 4 in a row, 8 out of 9. Jacob Trouba, Dryden Hunt, Chris Kreider with his 16th. Artemi Panarin, empty netter, and Igor Shesterkin at 33 saves. So all good for the Rangers. They will play the Sharks on Friday night. The Islanders get the Sharks this evening as they come out of their COVID lockout. And you got the Knicks and the Bulls at the Garden. Time now for Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. So I guess it's the time of the year with the top 5 Spotify songs you've been streaming for the year come out or whatever. And that apparently got under Gio's skin.
Do you really care?
No,
does it really matter?
That's why it annoys me, because I don't care. That's
we're all
why.
Just here, and then we're not.
And then we're gone.
Then we're gone. That's right.
Exactly.
Like a cat who gets hit by a car. Yeah.
I will tell you that number 6 on my list is the Jordan Davis song.
Oh, nice.
Didn't crack the top 5.
Well, still number 6 is a pretty good one. Is it Singles You Up?
Yep.
Yeah. Can't wait till he does that on December 16th at Webster Hall when we're in the building. You a country guy there?
Love country.
All right, thoughts.
I'll tell you what was amazing is just your reaction when Jordan called.
It was great. It was a big moment for me.
Jordan Davis
is calling back.
Jordan Davis is calling back.
Perfect.
Is that how you sound at home late at night?
That's what I was
going to.
That's
what
I
was embarrassing. Jordan Davis is calling back.
Jordan Davis is calling back.
The different things we get excited about, right? At different stages of life,
It makes me wonder, how close are your neighbors to your house?
Closer than I want them to be, okay. I guess. Yeah.
Does it really matter at this stage?
No.
There you go. Save it for Jordan Davis instead.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. Same page.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I saw yesterday Andrew Marchand on an article you didn't have to pay for talk about how all these other guys that are not Tony Romo now want Tony Romo money now that their contract is up.
Oh, I mean, not for nothing. We all want Tony Romo money.
Yeah, but we're not all doing the same job as Tony Romo. These guys are doing the same job as Tony Romo. So, like, Collinsworth and Aikman.
Yeah.
They've been doing it longer.
Yep.
They've been doing the same job as Tony Romo, so they're saying, hey, Tony Romo money, let's go.
So
timing is everything now. Tony had ESPN, you know, over the barrel, and ESPN basically got into a bidding war with them. And CBS said, no, you're not taking them, and we're going to keep them, and they decided to go all in to keep them. And, you know, the other thing that ESPN has done now is that they created that ESPN Plus Manning cast. So that whole thing now is, like, long gone. Into the Manning cast has been such a huge success.
Yeah.
That their group on Monday night with Brian Griese and Lewis Riddick, they're not going anywhere. I mean, they
think they get jealous of the Manning cast.
Look, they got the best of both worlds. The Manning cast, I think, on a rough night with a bad game, maybe more interesting. You can flip to it, and it'll give you a different flavor of what's going on. But I still like the regular broadcast because I still don't want to be distracted by maybe what the Mannings are doing or what's going on with one of their guests.
So it says here in the article that Aikman makes about half of what Romo makes. So $18 million for Romo, $9 million for Aikman.
Hey, timing is everything. Just ask Max Scherzer.
Sure. But I'm like, if I were Fox and Aikman said, "Hey, I want the $18 million," I'm like, "We're paying you $9 million a year to call these football games."
So
just because they handed out this contract doesn't mean that we got
end.
You know,
again, it's timing. Timing is everything.
Well, so you're telling me that this is not good timing for Aikman? Then?
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Well, I mean, they're still both getting paid very, very well, and they'll get paid very, very well. They just won't get up to near Tony's numbers because they just don't have the alternative issues that CBS was dealing with when Tony's contract was up. Sure. That's all.
Right.
And I think because ESPN has got a hit on their hands with the Manning cast, and they have the regular Monday night broadcast, there's no need to change anything. Why would you change anything?
No, not at this point.
No, you don't need to. They got it right. And good for them. And maybe they'll add more Manning cast. I don't know. Remember, they only had, I think, 10 of them this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that what are those guys getting paid?
A lot.
$5 million each?
More.
More?
I would say
do that?
More. I would say more. Well, yeah, remember, Eli's also
doing 10 of them?
They're also doing other content. You got Peyton's Places. You got Eli's doing all this stuff with ESPN Plus and all that. Jeez. I mean, they're adding quality content, I will say that, to their Plus platform along with the NHL.
Man, oh, man, these Mannings.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to squeeze a lot of money at it.
Yeah, but they're talented. They're good. They're fine at what they do, so I harbor no grudge or anything.
Hey, here's another thing I wanted to throw at you here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What?
Now what?
Brent Musburger, who does the Raiders broadcast now.
Yep.
He said that John Gruden's career was ended by a paid assassin.
I saw that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been out in Vegas for a long time. And he's in that world, right? He's in the gambling world and everything.
Yep.
So I'm sure that Brent has seen a lot in his career. And was probably friendly with John Gruden, I would think.
Yeah, so this is what he said. It was on the JT the Brick show. Mm-hmm. He said, as I told Coach, whoever took you out, John, that was a paid assassin. That was one of the best hit jobs that I've ever been around. They didn't go to their media goombas. They didn't leak this to Adam Schefter or one of those guys that break stories. They first went to the Wall Street Journal. And when Gruden was still coaching after that, they dumped the rest of it on the New York Times. That was a professional hit job.
Nothing about what Gruden said in his emails?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, those emails had nothing to do with anything in light of where we are and what's going on?
I guess maybe the argument from Musburger that I don't agree with is that there's so many other emails that were there that probably had compromising information in it. None of that came out. Just the Gruden emails came out. Because somebody wanted Gruden
out. The Gruden emails are startling.
No, I know. And he should have lost his job.
Startling.
Because of it. So, but I guess if you are a friend of John Gruden, that's what you're telling him.
Right.
Like this is bull crap.
Right.
Look at all the other people who wrote the stuff like this. You know, I mean that's what's happening.
And all that came out of the Washington football team, you know, investigations. And they got fined $10 million, and now Daniel Snyder's wife is running the team.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened to them.
And apparently RG3, in his book that we talked about yesterday at this time,
yep,
in the tell-all book,
yes,
is going to detail his sexual harassment experiences at the Washington football team organization.
So he has his story to tell.
He's got a story to tell. Surviving Washington will detail his experiences, including sexual harassment and medical mismanagement during his time with the Washington football team, one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of sports.
Well, I mean, he's kind of right with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's right about it being one of the most dysfunctional franchises, that's for sure. He's doing this one with Gary Myers, right? That's what we talked about yesterday?
That's right.
Yeah. So you think this is a money play by RG3, or has he really got a real story to tell?
I was told yesterday that it's not really much of a money play because there's not that much money involved in this, that it's more of a real true story to tell.
Really? It's not that much money involved?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, like...
I would think these books... I mean, yesterday you were telling me he's probably getting like $500,000
advance.
I thought
he would if he was going to shop it to a publisher and tell the publisher what exactly he was going to say, then the publisher may say, then that's worth this amount of money.
Yeah.
But as I'm being told...
You're being told.
Yes, that it wasn't as much as I thought it was, but he has a real story to tell.
If you were going to write a book about your football career...
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to Gary Myers? I feel like Gary Myers gets all these books. Would he be the go-to guy?
I have no interest in writing one, so...
It's not what I asked you.
I know what you're asking me, but I'm not. I have no interest in writing one.
If you had interest
in writing
one...
I'd probably go to Peter King. I've known Peter King a lot longer than anybody else.
Okay.
Peter King?
And Peter King got me at the airport in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati didn't send me a car. Peter King came and got me in his, he was driving one of those cars that was called a thing, I think.
Yeah.
Do you remember that car that was called the thing?
The thing?
Yes. Was it by Renault?
Renault.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe there was a Renault.
Anyway, I do think I think that's what he was driving.
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to read a Peter King book than a Gary Myers book too myself.
He actually wrote a great book. Called In the Helmet or Under the Helmet.
Under the Helmet?
Under the Helmet.
Under the Helmet?
Under the Helmet.
With Peter King?
With Peter King.
All right, very good. So you would go to King over Myers. Interesting.
Well, I've known him longer.
Yeah. Okay. But you think you'd do a better job?
But I'm not interested. It takes too much time.
Yeah. What would you, like, there wouldn't be like a hook in there really either, too, because you're not going to be trashing your teammates or anything.
I told you, during the losing seasons, there was so much fun and so much crap going on that it was just...
You're not that type of guy who's going to write an expose or anything like that.
On what? On Sam Weish telling people that they don't live in, you know, Cleveland, we live in Cincinnati, so stop throwing
snowballs. Well, that's
snowballs.
Stuff, I'm sure.
I mean, that's real stuff. That was really there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you have the women in the locker room situation.
Yeah, that whole thing, yeah, that was crazy, yep.
Mm-hmm.
VW, yeah. By the way.
Oh, it was a VW thing.
VW thing.
I think that you see what it looks like? Does that look like Peter King or not? That looks like a car that Peter King would drive, right?
Squat and boxy.
Squat and boxy, yes. And I got in the back seat and I couldn't fit back there.
I've never seen this. I got to look it up.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.